弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
好，我不晓得你们唱诗喜不喜乐哈。
I don't know whether you are joyous as you're singing.
刚才歌词说到，我的罪虽然大，但是他的爱更大。
The song we were singing says, "Though my sin be great, His love is greater."
那个 Amazing Grace 跟 Unfailing Love 那个奇妙的恩典跟永不改变的爱。是我们心里面最大的最大的祝福哈。
The greatest blessing is His amazing love and amazing grace and unfailing love for us.
我每次唱 Cornerstone 的这条歌的时候，我心里面都特别特别的喜乐。
And every time I come and sing the song Cornerstone, my heart rejoices.
以赛亚书二十八章十六节告诉我们，这一个 Cornerstone 它不仅仅是我们建造的根基。
Isaiah 28 tells us that this Cornerstone not only is the foundation by which we built upon.
他也是所有建造的标准，所有的建造都是根据他。
And he is also the standard by everything that we build.
同样的也说到这一块石头 ，cornerstone 是试验过的石头。
And it says that this cornerstone is the stone that has been tried, that has been tested.
换句话说，不管怎么样子的 stone， 不管怎么样子的困难，信靠他的人永远得胜，永远不至于着急。
In other words, no matter what the storm that comes our way, those who lean upon the stone will not worry, will not be troubled.
中文翻译的着急比较温和一点，好，有的翻译就是说不要 panic.
and again, the sense of that we do not need to panic as we lean upon this rock.
或是不要被 disturb， 不要被搅扰。
But that we will not be disturbed or bothered by it.
所以当我们稳踏在这个 cornerstone 上的时候，
and when we set and we anchor ourselves upon this cornerstone,
我们知道我们是稳踏在基督的磐石上。
And we know that we are sure-footed upon this rock of Christ.
感谢主，我们现在进到这个今天又是 combine meeting， 所以我继续讲我们今年要借的约书亚记讲的主题。
And again, we're coming to a combined service this Sunday, and I want to come back to the focus and the theme of the book of Joshua.
讲到得胜有余的独居之民。
And again, our focus is that we are people dwelling alone who are more than conquerors.
上次我们讲到我们这一班神的百姓是被神从埃及救出来。
And the last time I spoke, I said that we are a people that has been delivered out of the land of Egypt.
被神从世界里面分别出来。
We were separated out of the world, out of Egypt.
他们是蒙神特别所爱的一般人。
This was a group of people that was loved by God.
同样的，在他们的身上，神也有一个特别的托付和使命给他们。
And then in them and on them, God has given a very special commission.
就是要来见证荣耀他。我们所信的神
to come to witness and to testify this glorious God.
所以我们今天在这里，我们要知道，我们能够坐在这里，我们都是在神眼中最特别的一般子民。
So we need to come and recognize, understand that we who are able to sit before God, we are a special people in His sight.
那我们上次讲到，我们这班子民特别特别在哪个地方
？And then we talked about the fact that what are we? Why are we so special?
特别在我们这一班人，是。以神为中心的一般百姓。
So I said this group of people is a people that has put God in the very center of their midst.
所以我们上次讲到，从埃及出来以后开始走天路。
And we say that as they came out of Egypt, they started on the journey.
在这里有三件很重要的事情。
There are three critical things.
第一件事情。
Number one.
圣经上说他们是按着站起行的。
It says that they move forward by stages.
换句话说，我们人生的每一个站都是在神的旨意、神的带领中。
And in other words, every stage of our life is ordained, has been led by God.
凡事都有神的美意。
And everything is of His beautiful and wonderful will for us.
第二件事。就是当他们每到一个新的地方的时候
And secondly, whenever they encamp,
他们要立刻对着会幕来安营
They all camp facing the tabernacle.
换句话说这一班人在人生中不管在人生哪一个台阶
In other words, this group of people, no matter what stage of life they're in,
神是他们的中心
God is the center of their lives.
这永远是我们基督徒生活的原则
It is always the principle of a Christian living.
不管你是学生也好
Whether you're a student,
不管在你的职场也好
Whether you are working,
在你家庭生活也好
and your family life,
在你任何的生活里面
regardless of what manner of life you're in,
永远以神为我们的中心。
That God is always the center of our lives.
而在这里讲到第三件是很特别的事情。
And thirdly, the third characteristic of these people,
就是这一般人的身上。
Is that upon the lives of these people,
他们是过十字架的生活。
They live a life of the cross.
十字架在他们的生活里面是非常突出的一个特点。
That the cross is very evident in the way they live.
啊，你们看到这个图。
You see this picture that's being displayed.
当神啊，不是当巴勒召巴兰来咒诅神的百姓的时候。
When Balak summoned Balaam to come and curse the people of God.
巴兰说了一句话，他说我从高峰看他，从小山望他。
Balaam says, I look upon this people from on high, and from the hilltops I look at this people.
发现底下是一个大的十字架。
And then he discovered that he sees this image of the cross.
我上次把那个图形，以色列十二个支派。东南西北各有三个支派，人数加总以后就是这样十字架的图形。
And last time I gave you the illustration of looking at the numbers of each of the tribes, that the tribes are numbered, it comes out to a form like this.
所以加勒不是巴兰在这里原来要咒诅的，神把他咒诅的话都改成祝福的。
Balaam wanted to curse the people of God, but God has turned his curses into blessings.
不光他们的安营是以会幕为中心
，Not only in their encampment.That the tabernacle of God is in the center.
他们的生活也是在见证伟大十字架的救恩。
But even in every day of their lives, they are witnessing to the wonderful salvation of the cross.
虽然旧约的百姓根本不知道什么叫十字架。
Even though the Old Testament people did not understand what is the principle of the cross.
但是你看见神整个这个手段的奇妙。
But you begin to see the marvelous ways of the Lord.
而他们的会幕是他们的中心。
And then again, their tabernacle is the very center of their living.
上次我们也讲过了，整个会幕的摆设，这个 furniture 的摆设，又是一个十字架。
And we also said that the setup within the tabernacle also show us the image of the cross.
铜祭坛。
The bronzen altar.
洗濯盆。
The laven.
进来以后，右边是陈设饼的桌子。
And then when you enter the holy place, on the right height is the table of showbread.
左边是金灯台。
And on the left is the lampstand.
再往前走，金香坛。
And then is the altar of incense.
再往前走，至圣所，施恩座。
And when you enter into the holiest of holy is the mercy seat.
约柜在哪里
？That's where the tabernacle is.
弟兄姊妹讲到。大十字架中的小十字架。
And this is the cross within the cross.
我们的生活是十字架，我们的侍奉敬拜是十字架。
Our life amplifies the cross. Within us, our life is the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们特别的地方。
Brothers and sisters, this is what's so special about us.
我们有什么地方跟别人不一样
？In what ways are we different from the rest of the world？
我们的道德比别人好吗
？Are our morality really better than others？
我们的罪性比别人好吗
？Are our sin nature really better than others？
我们有什么长处被神拣选呢
？Do we have really any quality that is esteemed by God？
全是恩典，全是恩典。
Everything is of the grace of God。
是被神从埃及救出来、分别出来的一般人。
We are but a people that has been drawn out of Egypt, drawn out of the world, separated unto Him。
所以我们不光蒙恩蒙爱，在我们身上有一个荣耀的。
Not only is the grace and the love of God upon us, but on us, God has a commission.
我们在跟世人见证，神在我们中间。
God wants us to testify that He is in our midst.
他是我们的中心。
He is our center.
他带领我们人生的每一步路。
He leads us every stage of our life.
而我们这一般人愿意来见证他。
And then we are a people that is willing to testify for Him.
借着我们的生活。借着我们的侍奉，我们都在这里彰显他。
That by our living, by the way we serve, we glorify Him, we amplify Him.
所以一下子，三十八年、四十年过去了。
Very, very quickly, 38 years, 40 years has gone by.
今天我们来到约旦河边了。
Now we come to the edge of the River Jordan.
小孩子出去玩最喜欢在车上问的一个问题 ，Are we there yet?
And I know every time we travel with our kids, one of the questions I get asked all the time is, "Are we there yet?"
我们还要多久才到
？How much longer do we? Is it going to take?
弟兄姊妹，感谢主，我们现在在约旦河边了。
Praise God, we are here right at the River Jordan.
今天我们开始读约书亚记。
And so today, now we begin. The book of Joshua.
我们读约书亚记第一章一到九节。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 1 through 9.
我们一次读三节哈，先读中文，然后读英文，中文英文。
Three verses at a time, and we'll start with Chinese and then English.
好，我们从约书亚记第一章开始。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 1.
耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手，嫩的儿子约书亚说。 我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要给以色列人的地去。凡你脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。英文
Verse 4, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates.
你要读英文的一到三节。
I'm sorry. Okay, we're going to repeat English verse 1 through 3 again. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying,Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses.
从旷野和这黎巴嫩直到伯拉大河赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许给他们的地。
Verse 4, from the wilderness in this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory.No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them.
只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去。都可以顺利，这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Verse 7, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you?Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
第九节是基督徒最常引用的经文之一。
Verse 9 is one of the verses that's often quoted and used by Christians today.
我们一起同声的来读它一遍，不管中文英文。
Can I ask you all to read it out loud, in unison, whatever language that we're speaking, let's read it together.
我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同去。好，同在。好，我们现在讲，我们分三个段落来讲这一段的经文。
And again, we'll break into two sections as we come to look at this portion of scripture.
首先，我们看到在这里有一个荣耀的呼召。
And we see here there's a glorious calling.
叫百姓们进入迦南来承受美地。
That the people of God would come and enter into Canaan and inherit this beautiful land.
所以我把这一段的几个关键的字摆在一起。
So I put some of these key phrases and key words to get together.
好，就是我放在纲要上的。他说：“现在你要起来。
”And so as it is your outline, you can see it. It says, "Now, therefore, arise."
往我所要指示你的地去。
To the land which I am giving to them.
然后使这百姓承受那地为业。
For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land.
好，所以在这里我们看到神有一块应许的美地，要带领这班百姓们进去。
And here we see that God has a a place of promised land, a beautiful land of bounty that he wants to lead his people into.
这个只是一个参考，真正的美地可能比这个还要美。
This picture is just for a reference, but the actual land is probably a lot more beautiful than this.
因为圣经上告诉我们那里是有山有谷雨水滋润之地。
And there's the place of hills and valleys, the place is well nourished.
圣经在那里形容说它是牛奶与蜜之地。
It says that it is a land flowing with milk and honey.
奶说到动物生命的精华
and this milk speaks of the best, the very best from, of the animals.
蜜说到植物生命的精华
the honey speaks of the very best that comes out of the plants.
换句话说，牛奶与蜜就表明那块地是充满了丰盛的生命
and the fact that it speaks of this land being flowing with milk and honey is that this land is filled with life.
生命就有很多的不同的笔法来形容这块地
the book of Leviticus.I'm sorry, Deuteronomy illustrated for us many, many ways the beauty and the bounty of this land.
有小麦，有大麦，有葡萄树，有无花果，有橄榄树，各式各样的丰盛的生命。
The olives, the grapes, the wheat, the barley, all sorts of grains and produce.
更重要的是
but more importantly,
生命记十一章十一节告诉我们
Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 11 tells us,
它不仅仅有山有谷雨水滋润
and not only does it have hills and does it have valleys and streams of river and water flowing through it,
它说耶和华的眼目看过那地
it says the eyes of the Lord your God is always on it.
从岁首直到年终神都看过这个地
from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个多么好的，难怪说叫做应许的美地。
And that's why it is the Beulah land, the land of bounty, the land of promise.
第二个，我们在这里看见，告诉我们要靠着主刚强来遵行主的道。
And second, we see that the Lord's command to be strong in the Lord and do according to the word of the Lord.
我们刚刚因为已经读过了，我就不重复再去读了哈。第七节到第九节。
And again, we read it earlier, verse 7 through verse 9.
他在那里特别强调两件事情。
And two things has been emphasized here.
他说一个要刚强，要大大的壮胆。
Number one, it says, be strong and courageous, very courageous.
你看第七节说，只要刚强，大大壮胆。
Verse 7 says, only be strong and very courageous.
第九节神又再说，我岂没有吩咐你吗？你要刚强，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
And then verse 10 says, have I not commanded you, be strong and be of good courage, and do not be afraid?
神为什么一再对约书亚讲这句话
？Why does God continue to tell Joshua these words？
表示神知道约书亚害怕。
Because God knew, God knows that Joshua is afraid。
原谅我说，不光约书亚害怕，整个百姓都害怕。
I will tell you, not only Joshua is fearful, but the entire people of God is afraid。
因为第一个，摩西已经被主接去了。
Number one, Moses, he's been taken up by the Lord。
带了他们四十年，伟大的神人摩西被主接走了。没有一个领袖
the one that has led them throughout the wilderness for 40 years, all of a sudden he's taken by the Lord. Now they seem like they're leaderless.
那第二个，神早就告诉他们，迦南地里面有迦南七族，有七种不同的仇敌。
And the Lord has already told them that in this land of Canaan there are seven different tribes and different seven type of enemies they'll have to face.
里面曾经有一个其中的一个仇敌。让他们在旷野都多走了三十八年，就是亚纳族人，高大像巨人一样。
And one particular tribe caused them to be in the wilderness for 38 years because they were giants.
所以神在这里一再的提醒约书亚，不要担心，不要害怕，要刚强。
And therefore the Lord continued to remind Joshua, "Do not be afraid. Be very bold and courageous."
那神给他的第二个提醒。
And the second reminder that God has given to him.
你一定要谨守遵行。神借着摩西在律法书上所说的一切话
Observe and hold fast every word that the Lord has given to you through the servant Moses.
不可离开你的口，而且要昼夜思想
And it shall not depart from your mouth, and you need to meditate on it day and night.
而且要谨守遵行
And that you may observe and do according to it.
带来的结果就是无论你往哪里去，你都可以顺利
And the outcome of that is that no matter where you go, you will have success.
你的道路可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Your path is unobstructed, and you will have success.
我们看见这是一个 conditional, 一个有条件的祝福和应许。
We see that this blessing and this promise is a conditional blessing.
好，所以我们在这里看见了，当他们准备要进迦南之前
，And we see that as they come and march right at the edge of this promised land，
神给了他们两个很重要的提醒。
And God gave them two very important reminders。
第一个，不要怕，要刚强。
One, do not be afraid, be very courageous.
第二个，要谨守遵行律法书上一切的话。
Secondly, hold fast to everything that is written in the laws of God.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
在这里神其实也已经把怎么样子胜过克服我们里面的恐惧的那条路告诉了我们。
God has clearly laid out the path for each and every one of us for how to overcome the fear that is within our hearts.
神为什么说你不要怕？
Why did God say, do not be afraid?
因为在这段的圣经前面跟后面神都说我必与你们同在。
Because before and after God says, do not be afraid, He says, I will be with you.
因为神跟我们同在，我们才可能不害怕。
Because He is with us, we do not need to be afraid.
因他活着，我能面对明天。
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow, right?
我知道谁掌管我的明天。
I know who holds tomorrow, right?
啊，主与我们同在。
The Lord is with us.
这是我们第一个不害怕的原因。
That is the very first reason where we do not need to be afraid.
我们等一下去读，我们不久以后读约书亚记。
As we continue in the, progress in this book of Joshua,
每一场征战都见证了征战的胜败在乎耶和华不在乎人多人少
Every single one of these battles will tell us that the victory is of the Lord It's not of the numbers, not of the people
第二件事情让我们里面能够不害怕的原因
And the second reason why we do not need to be afraid
就是我们遵行神的旨意过讨神喜悦的生活
When we live a lifestyle that is according to the will of God and is pleasing unto Him
所以神把律法把他的话赐给了我们。
So God has established His laws, His words, His ways to us.
让我们照着神的话在地上过分别为圣的生活。
That according to His words, we will live a life that is separated, sanctified, set apart from the world.
所以很多的时候，我们的胆量和勇气在于神不责备我们，甚至神喜悦我们。
A lot of time, our courage comes from the fact that God does not rebuke us, and actually God delights in us.
我相信我们中间很多人都有这样子的经历。
And I know every single one of us, we have this experience.
当你做这个决定，当你往前去。你是为着神，而且知道神喜悦你的时候，你里面没有害怕。
When you make a decision, when you go forward, and you know what you're doing is pleasing unto the Lord, you proceed without fear.
好，所以神同在，讨神喜悦，都是我们除去胆怯的一个很好的方法。
Again, the reason why we can cast away our fear is knowing that God is with us.That we are living according to His will.
我在这里多加一个，就是回到我们刚才第一个点，神的那个荣耀的呼召。
And I will come and add one more point. It is His glorious calling in our lives.
这个呼召是要叫他们承受那地为业。
And this glorious call is that they would come and inherit this land.
这个呼召带着神圣的使命给他。
This call comes with a divine calling.
让我们看见所有的征战。他的目的是为了承受产业。
And we see that every battle has a purpose. It is so that they may inherit the land.
弟兄姊妹，你对隔壁的说，我们征战是为了承受产业。
Say to the person next to you, I battle to inherit, possess the possessions of God.
不然我们都逃避征战。
Or else we will run away from these battles.
我们不愿意征战。
Or else we don't want to do warfare.
但是征战的本身不是目的。
But the purpose of the battle in itself is not the purpose.
征战是为了我们承受。产业承受基督的。
But we do battle so that we may win over the inheritance, that we may have Christ.
所以今天不管是疫情也好。
So today, whether it's because of the pandemic,
不管是你个人在职场上、家庭上、健康上，任何的问题上碰到挑战、碰到困难。
No matter what challenges, what difficulties you face, whether at work, at home, or even your personal health.
但愿这些话帮助我们怎么样子从担心、害怕里面走出来。
I really pray that these words will encourage you to walk out of the state of fear.
因着信心，神怎么说，我怎么相信，知道他永远跟我同在。
That by faith, this is what the Lord has said, so I will move forward because I know He forever is with me.
环境可以改变，我的信心可以改变，我的感觉可以改变，神的同在永远不改变。
Circumstances may change, even my faith may falter, but His presence.His promises will never change.
他现在就坐在你旁边。
He right now is sitting right next to us.
他现在就住在你我的心里。
He is right now dwelling in you and in me.
到了新约，他更不丢弃我们，基督内住在我们的心中。
And I know for certain that He will never forsake me because Christ dwells in me.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们要赞美主。
Brothers and sisters, I will praise the Lord.
第三件事情。
Thirdly,
我们在这里讲到同盟应许。得胜有余。
It says that we are coming here receiving the promises together that we are more than able to overcome.
要一起来承受应许，然后我们一起在这里 过得胜有余的生活。
That together we are coming to inherit the promise of God and live a victorious life.
在我继续讲这三个应许之前
，As I continue to speak of these three promises,
那我需要先插入来。算是补充也算是复习因为我以前讲过
I want to come back and insert some more words things that I've said before and as a reminder for everyone
到底这个应许美地指的是什么
This wonderful promised land what is it pointing to
原来我说绝对不是指的巴勒斯坦的那块地而已
And I will tell you it is not just the land within Palestine
那块地如果你早几十年去看的话根本不值得羡慕满目旷野荒凉的地方
And if you went to that place to visit 10, 20 years ago It is a very desolate place A place of wilderness
旧约里面神常常用历史故事或是用一些 symbols 一些表号来说出属灵的意义
In the Old Testament we see that God used a lot of the symbols A lot of the places to come And to symbolize the spiritual reality The spiritual things of God
像他们过红海表示受尽。
So when they cross the Red Sea, it is it represents being baptized.
马拉的降临表明了基督是我们生命的真粮。
The coming of the manna speaks of Christ being our spiritual food, the true food.
磐石流出活水，说到基督是随着我们的灵磐石，这都是保罗新约的解释。
And we see the rock that was broken for us, like yield water as they were in the wilderness. It is Christ who gives us the living water. It's Paul's explanation in the New Testament.
有人说旧约的约书亚记是新约以弗所书这两卷遥遥相对的。
A lot of people say that the book of Joshua and the book of Philippians they are mirrors to one another.
都讲到我们是同蒙天召的一般人，属天的人。
That we are a people that has a heavenly calling.
我们怎么样子在这个伟大的召底下过分别为圣属神的生活
？That in the midst of this calling, how do we live a life that is sanctified unto the Lord?
所以当我们要讲什么叫做迦南美地
？So when we come and talk about what is this promised land, this Beulah land?
用一句话讲，它就是那 all-inclusive Christ， 那个全有、全足、全丰的基督。
In another word, this land represents the all-sufficient Christ.
刚才我们说到流来雨蜜也好，有山有谷，雨水滋润，耶和华眼目看顾全地，还有各式各样丰盛的生命，其实都是从各种的角度表达在基督里所有丰盛的祝福。
And when we talk about this land, the fullness of this land, the abundance of its produce, and we talk about this land being flowing with milk and honey, all of these things point to the fullness and the richness of Christ.
好，我们很快先看两节经文哈，哥林多前书第二章第九节，神为哥林多前书第二章第九节
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9
神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见耳朵未曾听见人心也未曾想到的
Eyes have not seen ears have not heard nor has the mind ever conceived the things that the Lord has prepared for them
换句话说神为我们预备了一个好到不能再好的礼物
In another word God has prepared for us a present a gift that is beyond what we can imagine
好到一个地步人眼睛没有看过，耳朵没有听过，人心没有想到过。
It is so good that the eyes of man have never seen, the ears of man have never heard, that our mind could never even comprehend.
你们要不要给我举例子啊
？Do you want to give an example?
如果你能够给我举例子的话，你已经不合乎这个条件，因为你想到了。
If you can imagine it, you already thought about it, so it doesn't qualify as what God has prepared.
那是神最上好的祝福。
It is the very best of God's blessing.
指的耶稣基督来说的。
Speaking of Jesus Christ.
耶稣太丰富了，你一辈子都经历不完的。
The fullness of our Jesus Christ is something that we cannot experience all the days. With all the days of our lives.
你可能会问我说，余弟兄，你凭什么说神给我们上好的祝福就是基督呢？
You was asking me, Pastor Yu, why would you say that Christ is this very best gift?
这个是经历上说的，还是圣经上有这么说？
Did the Bible said this, or is it of your own experience?
我们在读罗马书八章三十一节到三十二节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 31.
好，这既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？特别是三十二节。神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们舍了岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们
Verse 31 and 32 What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son but delivered him up for us all How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
我相信我们都有基本的领悟力，对不对？
So brothers and sisters, I believe that we all have a basic a level of comprehension.
这句话的意思就是神连他儿子都给了，更不要说万物。
In other words, God, if he's given his own son, what thing would he withhold?
今天你我所有想追求的不过是整个万物中的一点点而已。
Everything that we are pursuing, we want, is but a very small portion of all things in this universe, right?
在神的眼中，他的儿子远超过万物。
In the eyes of God, his son surpasses all things.
这是神要给我们最上好的礼物。
And this is the very best that God wants to give us.
所以在旧约用迦南美地做表号。
And so in the Old Testament, we see this beautiful land is the type of Christ, type of Jesus.
新约里面我们知道是指的基督来说的。Christ is all and in all.
In the New Testament, we see that it is speaking of Christ because Christ is all and in all.
基督是一切又在一切之内。
I say again, Christ is all and in all.
那我很简单的举三个例子就好，这已经足够了。
And again, very quickly, we'll look at these examples, and they're sufficient for us to understand.
第一个，他讲到在基督里。那个全备的祝福。
And for foremost, it speaks of the fullness of the blessings of God in Christ.
以弗所书一章三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
In Ephesians chapter 1, it says that in Christ, God has given us all the heavenly blessings in Him.
请你要注意到哈，保罗非常喜欢用形容词，而且他用的形容词都是非常超越的。
You see that Paul loves to use adjectives. He loves to use descriptive words, and they're wonderful words.
神把祝福给我们。
God has given us a blessing.
我们需要了解我到底得到了什么祝福。
We need to understand what manner of blessing have I received.
有没有人去年拿到的生日礼物到现在没打开的？
Has anyone received the birthday present last year? It's still packed.
你不打开，你怎么知道你得到的是什么？
You haven't unwrapped it yet, so you don't know what you got.
这里说到神所赐给我们的祝福是天上的祝福。
And here it says that the blessings that we receive are from the heavenly places.
是属灵的祝福。
There are spiritual blessings.
而且天上所有属灵的祝福都给了。
And all the spiritual blessings, all the blessings in heaven has been given to us.
换句话说，没有留下一样神不给我。
In other words, that God has not withheld anything from us.
你们怎么都不喜乐呢？
How come I don't see any smiles?
没有一样没有给我们。
How come you're not rejoicing? Not a thing has been withheld from us.
这个叫做全备的祝福。
This is the fullness of the blessings of God.
不管你读英文本，你去读原文本，它是用曾经已经给了。
And the verse uses the past tense that He has already given to us.
不是准备给，是已经给了。
He has blessed us already. He's already given it to us.
所以年长弟兄讲了一句话，我觉得很好。他说：“我们的神不是零售商，他是批发商。”
And our elderly brother has said that he is not a
retail seller.
He's not a retail seller. He's a wholesaler.
他一次完全永远的。所有的祝福已经给我们。
Once and forever and for all, He has given us all the blessings.
我们不是缺少喜乐，说神啊，求你给我喜乐，我最近太痛苦了。
And we're not saying, "Oh Lord, I don't have enough joy. Please give me some joy."
我不是因为缺少平安，因为缺少得胜，因为缺少圣洁，我分别的去向神求。
That I lack peace, I lack holiness, and I lack security. So individually, I come and ask of the Lord.
神已经一次完全而且永远的都给了我们。
God has once and for all and forever has given to us all of it.
第二个讲到在基督里丰盛的生命。
Secondly, speaks of the fullness of the life of Christ.
哥罗西书第二章第九节到第十节，神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了这丰盛。
In Colossians chapter 2 says all the fullness of God dwells in Christ bodily, and we have received that fullness.
不光是属灵的祝福啊，
Not only spiritual blessings,
平安啊，喜乐啊，圣洁啊，得胜啊，这些都是我们喜欢的。
Peace, joy, victories, holiness, we love all these things.
医治啊，健康啊，这都是我们喜欢的。
Healing, health, we love all these things.
但是哥罗西书第二章讲到神本性，就是他的生命，他的性情 都在基督里给了我们。
But Colossians tells us the very nature of God, the very likeness of God, He has given it to us in Christ.
所以我们在新人门训里面一再强调，新约的子民多么有福。
And in the new, Newman discipleship, we continue to emphasize how blessed we are for those of us who are saints in the New Testament.
旧约只是用外面的祝福。让百姓们去体会、啊、
And the Old Testament only are able to allow the people of God to come to comprehend from the outward blessings.
那些不过是后世的影儿，只是 shadow， 只是一个影子而已。
All those things that they experience, they are all but shadows.
现在基督来了
but now Christ has come.
所以我们在新人门训里面特别讲到，我们要在这里享受基督的内住，接受基督的替代。活出基督的荣美来。
And so in the New Testament, we talk about we need to come and enjoy the indwelling Christ, the substitution of Christ, and to be able to live out Christ.
所以在基督里丰盛的生命。
And here in us, the fullness of the life of Christ.
第三件事情讲到在基督里面最深的满足跟完全的安息。
Thirdly, the deepest satisfaction and the complete rest that we have in Christ.
我们没有时间去读希伯来书第三章后半跟第四章的前半。
Hebrews chapter end of Hebrews chapter 3 and the beginning of chapter 4.
例如说第三章十九节，他说：“这样看来，他们不能进入安息，是因为不信的缘故。”
Chapter 3 tells us that they were not able to enter into God's rest because of unbelief.
讲到旧约那般百姓为什么倒闭旷野不能进入迦南的原因。
Speaks of that first generation why they fall into the wilderness and they were not able to enter into Canaan.
希伯来作者没有用不能进入迦南，而是用不能进入安息来形容迦南地。
The author of the book of Hebrews did not use the words they were not able to enter into Canaan, but they were not able to enter into rest.
换句话说，迦南地在这里表明它是我们最深的满足，它是我们完全真正的安息。
Again, Canaan represents our deepest satisfaction, our deepest rest in the Lord.
能不能说有主够了？
Are we able to say?As it is enough for me to have the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，整个迦南地，我就这样简单复习一下这三件重要的事情。
And very, very quickly, I have a broad stroke. I help you to understand and review what is this land of Canaan.
在基督里全备的祝福。
The fullness of the blessing in Christ.
在基督里丰盛的生命。
And the fullness of the life of Christ.
在基督里最深的满足和完全的安息。
And the deepest satisfaction and peace in Christ.
全讲到在基督里。
It all speaks of what we have in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，在基督里它是一种境界。
And in Christ, it is a place, it is a realm that we are in.
它是一个范围。
And there is a distinct boundary.
它也说出了一种生命的性质。
It speaks of the very nature of its living.
所以什么时候在基督里这三样事情都要领导我们。
So whenever we are in Christ, these three things are evident in our lives.
在我往下讲之前
，As I continue in the message today,
刚才我们读的那段经文也告诉我们，迦南地是有范围的。
And the scripture that we talked about tells us very clearly that this land has a boundary.
你就看那个有颜色的部分就好了。
Look at the chart on your right. It's the portion that has color.
这是神给他的应许之地。
And this is the promised land that God spoke of.
东边。
你
们的这边东边是亚拉伯旷野跟沙漠地。
On the east is the land of the Arabs, the land of the deserts.
充满了荒凉，叫人失迷的地方。
It is desolate. It is a place where people could easily get lost.
你们的西边是大海。
And on your west is the great sea.
我们喜欢海，但是圣经上用海的形容，常常形容死亡。
And we love the ocean, we love the sea, but oftentimes scripture illustrates death with the term sea.
你没路可走的。
And there's no place, there's no path to walk on.
南边是埃及地。
And in your south is the land of Egypt.
讲到世界的繁华、诱惑、捆绑。
It speaks of the richness of this world, the temptation of the world, the wealth that's coming out of the world.
北边推罗、西顿，或是现在的所谓的叙利亚，就是巴兰，都是仇敌。
And in the north is Syria. It is the place where the enemies dwell.
换句话说，你在迦南地，你就享受这一切的祝福。
And in other words, if you are in the land of Canaan, you will enjoy all the blessings.
你只要一跨出迦南地，你不是落在仇敌的手中。进入荒凉，进入死亡，就是被世界捆绑。
And if you walk outside the boundary of Canaan, either you're in desolation and death, or into the world.
今天也是讲到我们在基督里的情形。
Today it is equally true for us who are Christians today.
我想这样子的一个复习有帮助于我们底下来看这三个应许到底它指的什么。
I know that this review, I trust that it's helpful for you to understand what are these three promises is pointing to.
这里讲到的三个应许，第一件事情。
The three promises, the very first one.
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，都必赐给你们为业。
Every place that your soul treads shall be your inheritance.
好，弟兄姊妹，脚掌所踏之地表明什么？
Brothers and sisters, what does that symbolize? The places where your soul treads.
不是光说说听听而已。
It is not just simply to talk about or what I hear.
也不是说说自己羡慕有个心愿而已。
Or simply have a longing and a desire within your heart.
而是脚踏实地的去经历它。
But you actually went and physically experienced and took the steps.
我们对圣经上所启示的真理，对神所应许的所赐的应许，我们有第一手。个人的经历
that the biblical scriptural promises and the words and the words of God that you firsthand have experienced them.
今天有多少的基督徒缺少第一手的经历
that so many Christians today lack that firsthand experience of God.
我们得到的都是二手货
and everything that we receive are second-handed.
或是我们持守的都是陈年老货
and everything that we hold fast to are second-handed or from the past generation.
我十年前被圣灵充满的时候，怎么样？怎样？怎么样？
Ten years ago, I was filled by the Spirit of God. I was like this.
过了二十年后又在讲我三十年前被充满的时候怎么样怎么样怎么样。
And after 20 years, I speak about what I have experienced 30 years ago.
牙齿都掉光了，我六十年前被圣灵充满的时候是怎样怎样。
And while my teeth are gone, I still say, "Oh, 60 years ago, I was like this."
你从前被充满。可贵今天呢
You were filled by the Spirit of God in the past. That's wonderful. But what about today?
圣经上说要被圣灵充满是现在是是一直进行的是一直需要的
The scripture tells us that to be filled by the Spirit is a continual process, a daily process.
我们缺少第一手的经历
And so we lack this very first-hand experience.
我们缺少持续被更新的心力
And we lack this continual experience.Of being filled by the Lord.
可能你刚信主或者被主复兴的时候，走路走得很认真。
Perhaps when you just came to faith in Christ and you were very very diligent and you were very zealous for the Lord, you walked very seriously.
但是我想问你，你是不是已经停留很久了
？But I want to ask you this question: Have you paused for a while?
没有一个基督徒可以停止成长的。
There's not a single Christian that can pause and grow.
没有一个基督徒可以停止不往前去的。
There's not a single Christian can pause and not progress and move forward.
没走一步路赐给我们为业。
Every step we take, it's our inheritance.
多宝贵啊
How precious is that?
你看这些人在山上走，他们的视野开阔，心胸开阔，他们亲自去经历神给他们的应许。
Here's a simple picture as people are walking, are hiking. They bring in and draw in everything they've observed and they receive. It becomes theirs.
那可能一看到爬山就不想哈。
Or maybe you see somebody hiking, you say, I don't want to do that.
我小的时候，很羡慕人家来美国哈，因为很小嘛。
And when I was younger, I really admire those who have the opportunity to come to America.
然后我也听说美国有个迪士尼乐园哈。
And I've heard of Disneyland. 啊，
所以如果有一天
，So one day,
啊，有人帮我买的机票
，If somebody bought a pay for my airfare,
帮我解决了所有的问题，让我能够有资格从台湾跑到美国来到迪士尼。
And take care of all of my expenses and all of anything that is in the way and brought me here in America and into Disneyland.
付了重价，让我没有资格，不可能的变成可能了。
And they have paid a very handsome price that what was impossible for me now has become possible.
就好像我们原来是罪人，没有资格来到神面前承受祝福一样。
Just as we were sinners and we have no right, we have no way of coming before the Lord to inherit His goodness.
我们用血付了代价，让我们可以来。
But Christ has paid the price with His blood that we may now come before God.
请问，我坐了十几个小时的飞机，人家花了这么重大的钱把我带到这里，如果我只在门口不进去的话，你觉得我是不是傻瓜
？And I ask you this question: If someone has paid this handsome price for me, I flew tens of hours to come to America, and now I come and stand right at the gate and not go in.
我在门口绕了八个小时回台湾，说我到过迪士尼乐园。
And then I will even walk around this park, and I will go back to Taiwan and say, I tell everybody, I went to Disneyland.
你们都会嘲笑这个孩子。
You guys will all laugh at this kid.
你需要进去。
You need to go in.
你需要脚踏实地。
You need to step into the park.
里面有 castle, 里面有 Space Mountain, 里面有 a small world.
Wow.There's a castle, there's a space mountain, there's a small world that you got to experience.
有那么多开你眼界 兴奋的经历可以让你去经历。
So many things that would just make your eyes wide open for you to experience.
我们要起来，要走路啊。
We need to get up and get inside.
那个矽谷房子多贵。
The housing here in the Silicon Valley is so expensive.
如果我跟你说，让你十分钟，不管跑多少，房子都送给你，你跑不跑
？And I tell you, in 10 minutes, if you run, whatever you cover in your run, it is yours. Are you going to run?
我这个老骨头跑走路都喘气的，我也跑。
I will breathe heavily even walking fast. I'm going to take a jog.
在基督里的产业远超过这个，有一天要被火烧掉的。
But all the blessings, all the inheritance in Christ surpasses all these things that will be burned up one day.
不要再浪费我们的恩典，不要再辜负神给我们的呼召。
Don't waste away the blessings of God, the callings of God.
起来走路。
Get up and walk.
凡我们脚掌所踏之地都要赐给我们。
Everywhere your soul tread, it shall be yours.
第二个。
Secondly,
在你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
In all the days of your life, no man shall be able to hinder your progress.
属灵的道路上，要承受产业的路上，一定有仇敌的拦阻。
In this spiritual way, in this way of receiving the inheritance of God, you will face enemies.
在信心的路上，没有人不接受考验的。
And by the way of faith, no one's not going to be tested.
你不要以为你的难处。很特别，每一个人都有难处。
I don't think that, oh, maybe my trials are especially different. Everyone have their own trials.
但是弟兄姊妹，在这个难处上
，But brothers and sisters, in the midst of these difficulties,
只有因着我们不信神，它才会成为障碍物。
Only when we no longer believe in God does it become an obstacle.
难处是一定有的。
The obstacles will be there. Difficulties will be there.
撒迦利亚书第四章告诉我们，大山呐、啊，这么大的难处。
Zechariah tells us, oh, mountains.
大山啊，你算得了什么？你在所罗巴伯面前必要成为平地。
Mountains, what are you? You count nothing. In the face of Zerubbabel, you will be a flat plain.
所以不是没有难处。
It is not that there aren't any difficulties.
而是信心，没有信心，缺乏信心，让它拦阻我们往前。
But whether we have faith or not, whether it will be something that prohibits us from moving forward.
更何况圣经告诉我们但没有时间读没关系。申命记第九章第六节，他说：“我们的神像烈火一样，已经先过去了。”
Deuteronomy chapter 6 says that our God is like a consuming fire that proceeds before us.
他像烈火一样 ，consuming fire 已经先过去了。
He's like a consuming fire that has already passed before us.
才让我们过去。
And then he says, "Come along."
所以仇敌早已经被他瓦解了。
As you come to realize, the enemy has already been consumed.
他今天只是装样子来吓唬我们。
And today he's only pretending to come to scare us.
所以你看到了约书亚记第四章。
And you come to Joshua chapter 4.
二十三节他说：“耶和华在你们面前等着你们过去。”
That the Lord our God is waiting for us to enter in.
所以神在约旦河对面。迦南美地在那里等着百姓们过去。
So the Lord is on the other side of the Jordan, waiting for the people to come across the river.
他说就好像从前在红海的对面等着你们过来一样。
Just as the Lord was waiting on the other side of the Red Sea, waiting for us to cross.
弟兄姊妹，你不觉得这些经文充满了安慰吗
？Brothers and sisters, don't you discover that these words are full of comfort?
我们早晨起来，这一天还没过，我们的神已经先过去了。
This morning, before you've even gone through your day, the Lord has proceeded before you.
你可能会说，今天怎么又碰到这件事？今天怎么有这么大的打击
？And you would say, today, how come I would encounter this again? How come there was such an obstacle in my way?
神不仅仅已经先过去了。
But the Lord says, I have already proceeded before you.
他是像烈火一样先过去，已经把仇敌制服了。
And he says, I'm a consuming fire that has gone before you. Your enemy has already been destroyed.
我们只要凭着信心往前跨
that by faith you take the steps forward.
仇敌成为我们的食物，仇敌要成为我们的祝福。
The enemies will be your food. They will become your blessings.
所以诗篇一百三十九篇，他说我一生的日子，你所量定的日子，我连一天还没有过，你都已经写在册子上。
Psalm 119 tells us that before I have lived a single day of my life, they have already been written.
这不是光一天一个月一年的事，是整个一生，神已经先走过了。
It is not just merely a month or a day, but all the days of your life, God already gone through it.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个何等宝贵的应许哈。
And brothers and sisters, what a wonderful promise from the Lord.
最后，对不起，我一定要插下来讲一下，这个2004年神给了我们教会一句话。
In 2004, the Lord has given us a particular word.
我希望你们永远都记得，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们主能得胜。
The words were, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it."
当十个探子报恶信的时候，加勒凭信心 讲信心的话。
And when the ten other spies all gave a discouraging news, but Caleb and Joshua they gave the words of promise.
2004年，神对我们这么一个软弱、这么渺小的一个教会。说这样子的话的时候，我们真的是凭信心顺服他。
We look at ourselves, we were weak, we were nothing, but the Lord gave us His words, and by faith we trusted in Him.
神把这块地赐给我们。
And so the Lord has given us this possession.
八亩地。
Eight acres.
你一亩地大概等于现在一般的标准房子七个房子占一亩地。
And one acre is about the size that could occupy seven homes.
神把八亩地赐给我们，不过用七百万。你说今天随便一个烂房子都要一百多万。
Eight acres of land, God's given it to us with $7 million, and any a broken up home is nearly that price here in the valley.
有人说我们在矽谷最贵的地方买产业，这是神给我们的，根本不是我们有资格买的。
And people actually commented that we're buying the most expensive plot of land in the midst of the Silicon Valley. God has given to us. It's not that we have the ability to buy it.
你今天在 Silicon Valley 买一块荒凉的地，八亩地都绝对不止七百万。
And I will tell you, any plot of land here in the Silicon Valley, 8 acres, is more than $7 million.
这是神给我们的。
God has given it to us.
我们永远要感恩啊。
We need to be thankful.
要这块地是为神而。
We need to be grateful and know that this land is to be used and belong to God.
最后第三个应许讲到，无论往哪里去，神必与我们同去。
This last promise, no matter where we go, God will be with us.
这是让约书亚最不会害怕的一个保证。
This is the one promise that allows Joshua to not be afraid.
虽然看得见的摩西，看得见的领袖不在了。
Though the Moses that he once leaned on, that he could see, is no longer before him.
但是那个看不见的元帅，那个真正掌权的那一位，永远跟我们同在。
But this captain of hosts, whom his physical eyes cannot see, he knows is forever with him.
就算有风暴，就算有狂风暴雨，但是我的心也不怕遭害。
He knows that even in the midst of the storms, he knows that my heart, I will not come to harm.
因为我们的神与我们同在。
I will not be dismayed because the Lord my God is with me.
不管在什么时候，在什么地方，什么样子的遭遇，他的名字永远叫以马内利。
No matter when, no matter where, no matter what I go through, His name is always Emmanuel.
当我们为了买这块会所，把我们在 Orange Avenue， 用了七年、八年的地方，不止，用了超过十年的地方，我们就把它转手卖给一个中国人的教会。
There's a small church still there now in Cupertino on Orange Avenue. We used it for over 10 years. And when we transitioned to this property, we sold that.That building to a Chinese congregation.
那时候我们非常需要钱，因为要买这个地。
And we really, really needed the funds to purchase this land.
我们用低于市价的150万要卖给他。
And we used the bottom of the market value, $1.5 million, to sell that property to them.
没想到他们说他们的力量还是不够。
And they say that it's not within our ability to come up with those money, that amount.
后来我们最后123万卖给他。
So we sold it to them for $1.23 million.
那我们不是故意挑123，我们就是降了20多万卖给他们。
We did not magically pick one, two, three, but we just lowered the price so that they can afford it.
结果有一天我跟于师母去那边找牧师谈话的时候。
So one day when we were there, Pastor Nancy and I, we were to talk to the pastor there.
我进到他们的那个聚会厅，大厅上面写了几个大字。
And we enter into their sanctuary. There were these great letters and words on the stage.
他写一二三进迦南。
It says 1, 2, 3 enter into Canaan.
这个作为我今天信息的结束，你们比较容易记得。一个荣耀的呼召，两个重要的提醒，三个宝贵的应许。一二三进迦南。
This will be my summary for the message this morning. One glorious calling.
两个重要的提醒。
Two important reminders and three wonderful promises.
哪个荣耀的呼召？
What is this glorious calling?
起来，承受那地为业， right?
Rise up and inherit that land as your possession.
两个重要的提醒。
Two important reminders.
要刚强，不要再怕了。
Be strong, do not be afraid anymore.
靠着主刚强。
By the Lord, be strong.
然后活着讨神喜悦，照着他的旨意来活。
And live in a way that is pleasing to the Lord by His will.
第三个宝贵的应许，第一个是什么？
Three wonderful promises. What's the first one?
不可以不可以做。
You can't look at your notes right now.
我们不是 open book 考试，现在关起来了。第一个什么
？What's the first one？
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，都要赐给你们为业。
Every place that your soul treads shall be your inheritance.
第二个
，Secondly，
在你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
All the days of your life, no man shall be able to stand before you.
你不要乱用这句话哈。
Don't use this wrongly.
我老婆不让我爱主，主你把她接去好。
My wife doesn't allow me to come and love the Lord. Lord, you take my wife.
我老板天天逼我加班，主你让他被 fire。
My boss makes me work overtime every day. Lord, make him take him away.
我跟你讲，最大拦阻你的就是你。
I'll tell you, the greatest obstacle for you is you.
我们这个天然肉体懒惰、松散、妥协、败坏，是我这个人走天路最大的难。
Our natural life, the corruption, our laziness, our very nature, those are the things that hinders us to walk this heavenly way.
但是神说，必无一人，包括你。
And God says, not one man, including yourself,
包括我们自己，
including ourselves.
不要让我的老我阻挡我在属灵的路上往
前。Do not allow this old self to be a hinder from my progression with the Lord.
第三个。
Thirdly,
无论往哪里去。耶和华你的神必与你同在。
No matter where we go, the Lord our God will be with us.
我结束的时候，我要用罗马书八章二十八节作为结束。
I'm going to conclude with Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子，预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。这一段的经文是神整个旨意或是在人身上工作的一个浓缩版。
These verses, verses 28 through 30, it is the summation of God's purpose for the creation of man.
也是我们人生一切遭遇的解释。
And it is the explanation of everything we encounter in life.
神让万事都互相效力，为了要达成一个荣耀的目的。
That God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love Him for one purpose.
神把我们从世界救出来，从世界里分别出来，从世界里招出来。
God has delivered us, God has called us, God has separated us out of the world.
有一个目的。
For one purpose.
要叫我们得荣耀
that we may receive glory.
前面告诉我们这个荣耀指的是什么
and what is this glory?
就是让我荣上加荣被改变被磨成神儿子的形象
that from glory to glory that I am changed and conformed to the image of his son.
然后我在这里所走的每一步路都让我得着基督
that every step that I take in life I will lay hold of more of Christ.
让我人生的每一个遭遇我经历生命的改变
and every one of my experiences in life I experience the transformation of his work in me
在我任何的处境里面要让他为我效力 that, 让我变得更像主
and no matter what the circumstances they will come and work for me that I would be conformed to more, be more like Jesus
这是旧约的约书亚记第一章在新约我们怎么样来看他
and this is how we look at chapter 1 of Joshua
跟我们发生的完全的关系。
It has everything to do with us.
所以今年开始的第一堂，我说希望我们都一起起来。
Again, this my pray that as the year continues to progress, we will all rise up.
与神一同走入未来。
That we will walk every step of our future with the Lord.
与神一同进入新的一年。
That with the Lord we come and step into this new year.
所以希望我们都不要再浪费时间了啊。
And again, brothers and sisters, I pray that we will no longer waste our time.
全部都是神的恩典。
Everything is God's grace.
我们来唱97首。
Let's come and sing hymn 97 together.
我们站起来唱诗歌97首。
Would you please rise?
的拯救，如今属地上 在乎关系，不盼能使我你容美决定，听我等巍巍高山在光天化日之中，听我吟滚滚火泉长年永留无声，听我等丰富地脉如迷如地之有恩重重，乐在请我去永美之地，天在爱之中满可为手机全是和气难当，不愿我无力在生化与宝人居住，乐得平安福利最终消失在此永美之地，请我等巍巍高山在光天化日之中，过去长年永留无踪，借我的丰富你满如蜜，如地只有恩重重，乐在请我去永美之地，来吧何为从头这一世再无所惧怕，在神的手隐蔽之下
全备丰富直到永远的祝福
and this fullness of his blessings，
弟兄姊妹希望我们都振作起来，
and I pray that we would all arise，
把下垂的手发酸的腿都挺起来，
all those arms that are drooping the legs that are weak we can find strength，
凡我们脚掌所踏之地都要承受为业，
every place that our soul tread shall be our inheritance，
不管谁曾经成为我们的拦阻，
it doesn't matter who or what has been your obstacle，
包括我们自己的罪恶，我们坏的习惯，我们得罪神的地方，
it may be ourselves or sinful selves or bad habits the things that we've done that offended the Lord，
要不甘心被他拦阻，
but that we want to say I do not want to be stopped， Because what I want is a spiritual inheritance.
没有时间浪费了。
There's no more time for me to waste.
所有的机会都是恩典。
All the opportunities, all the time is God's grace.
时间过去了，机会就过去了。
But the time has passed. These opportunities that will pass.
抓住你今天艰难的环境。
Lay hold of even the most difficult circumstances.
勇敢地靠着主，让大山变为平地。
And courageously say, Lord, let these mountains be as hills.
因为我们的神亲自与我们同在。
Because the Lord my God is with me.
Amen. 我们再唱第四节，我们就祷告。
We're going to sing verse 4 again, and then we're going to ask everyone to pray together.
For 天使不神神中为所念和真感谢，我见到如同金鸡花问他恩言，在此乎我万千救恩神灵里，我的永久在此永被坚定，令我等巍巍高山在光天化日之中，令我因滚滚火炽常年永修我中，令我等风波一脉如
赞美归给
他。Oh Lord Jesus, you are the God of mountains. Oh, you're the Lord who has provided and given us everything. Oh Lord, today is the day. Oh Lord Jesus, enable me to walk forward by faith. We thank you, Lord God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise you, God.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, God. Oh Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. All when we walk through this world, we are not afraid.
Amen.
Your promise has cast out all of our fear.
Amen.
Thank you. We praise you.
Amen.
Jesus, Amen. Lord Jesus, we pray this morning. We can lean in and hear your call. Oh Lord, it is not just a message today, but God, you have declared your heart to
Amen.
Us. Oh, Lord, you're calling to each and every one of us. Oh, Lord, whatever areas in our lives, oh, Lord, that we are still fearful.
Amen.
That we may hear your voice. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Be courageous.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to know that indeed the Lord my God, you are with me. You are with me. You are with us. You are with us. We thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen. 主啊，把我们带到高处，让我们远望，让我们眺望你那丰富的应许。主啊，让我们为此喜悦。主啊，也能够迈开往前的脚步。主啊，也让我们真的知道你就是我们的道路。主啊，今天当我们也往前到你的桌子面前领受饼杯的时候，主啊，更是知道你为我们预备了这条美路，这条可以走的路。这条通往得胜的路，主啊，你刚将我们每一位，叫我们都持守，都进入你的应许。
阿门。
Oh Lord, you made all things work together because you are good. You're good God. You're good Father. You are Savior, our Redeemer, Lord. Oh, we shall praise your name. You are worthy of praise, and we were made to worship you.
Amen.
You know what? 主，我们感谢你把我们从埃及为奴之家拯救出来，哦，呼召出来，让我们今天所踏之地乃是荣美之地，乃是流奶与蜜之地，乃是神应许之地，哦，主啊，乃是你与我们同在之地。主，我们感谢你的救恩，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
这是何等不明，何等可疑，我们如何能够在这条大而可畏的旷野里面能够毫无顾虑，能够在这里走上这条的属灵的道路，哦，主，实在都是你自己的恩典，哦，让我们能够抓紧紧地抓住你给我们的应许，哦，在你的话语的里面让我们刚强壮胆，哦，面对生命里面的每一个的挑战，哦，甚至是我们自己老我里面的一些的难处，早见你自己亲自的显明，也帮助我们突破。
阿们。
是啊，主，你让我们刚强壮胆，我们今日的日子无论如何，主啊，已经知道你已经在我们前面过去了。
Amen.
主啊，感谢你，主啊，你让我们在今天领受饼杯，而且你也应许我们还有喝新的日子。感谢赞美你。
阿门。
Yes, Lord, we thank you for speaking to us this morning. Yes, that we were the weak that made strong in Savior's love. And thank you to help us to be strong and be very courageous in all difficult time and the circumstance.
Amen.
That will go through all your presence and your unchanging grace. Not only we enter to the promised land, but we enter into the God's victory.
Amen.
Praise your name in Jesus' name.
Amen.
神岂不爱惜自己的儿子为我们舍了，岂不把万物连同他自己一同白白的赐给我们吗？
God did not love his own son that he has given him to us. And will he not give us all things?
谢谢你竟然这样子舍得把你独生的爱子赐给了我们。
Oh Lord, that you're willing to give your only begotten son to us.
让我们一生可以在基督里来承受这一切的祝福。
That all the days of our life we may come and inherit this blessing.
让你的百姓在地上成为独居的民，不列在外民中。
That your people may be a people that is set apart, not numbered among the nations.
让你的教会在地上真的是成为真理的柱石和根基。
That your church may truly be the pillar of truth and the foundation of it.
让人听见福音，让人在这里遇见神，让人在这里得到真实的救恩。
That the gospel may be heard through us.That people may come and encounter you, that they may come and receive the salvation of God.
帮助我们都在基督里，让我们重新起来，活出新造该有的情形。
Oh, that we would all rise up in Christ, that we would live in the new creation.
我们享受内住的基督，我们接受基督的替代，我们活出基督的荣美。
That we may enjoy the indwelling of Christ.We may receive the substitution of Christ, that we may live out the beauty of Christ.
祝福你的百姓。
Lord, bless your people.
让新的一年是我们与神同行的一年。
That this new year is a year that we are walking with God.
让新的一年每一个人都是丰收的一年。
That this year would be the year of bounty.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Yes, we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.